broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
What happened?
We're playing music.
Gotta give you guys a better intro.
I like it.
Come on, let's go. Yeah!
Let's go!
I told you he's on Facebook Live right now. I'm fired up.
A lot of hippity hopping going on.
Alright, okay. It's good too.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like fighting.
We gotta
you wanna fight? This song makes you want to fight, don't it?
How old are you? 12 hours?
Sir, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and V. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bubby.
We are joined in studio. We got big shoes to fill.
Big shoes.
With Jack and Insight. Yep. And special guest, Bill Hannity.
Bill Hannity.
I guarantee you there's a lot of mad people right now. Because there's a lot of... Huh?
Mad people?
Yeah, there's a lot of closet Democrats out there.
20%. 20. One out of every five is mad.
Yeah, see?
I don't care about one out of every five.
You're out?
One out of five, forget it.
Yeah. It was a good show. I like listening to it. I like to get the opinion. I can't believe Bill's... I mean, he surprised me a little bit on some of the things he said. He'd be a little bit more vocal.
But yes, he got a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Quiet.
So now,
he's gonna change it right now.
That's exactly right. So we welcome to Sports Talk 8:10 on a Wednesday night, getting close to Thanksgiving. We got our big Christmas show coming up on the 16th.
16?
But it is that time of the year, folks. It is basketball season. And
round ball. Hi,
man. And Fee, we had talked at length about was we going to have a season, what's going on. And I see the OHSAA voted today that they are going to start the season, winter sports season. Good. I think it was the administration. We'll talk Brent's coming in to Bob and the Hour. Brent's going to come in. And I think it was like 53% agreed to start. 37% wanted to wait till after the first year. And 11% wanted to cancel. And that's the administrators and the ADs. So,
who's 11%? You know anybody?
No, I don't. I just seen it on Twitter that was the vote to extend the season. So...
And we're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. Dwayne's got us on a 21-day sabbatical, right? So I would say we're going to start the season.
If we got a curfew at 9 o'clock, do we got to start the games early?
You know what? That's a great Brent question.
They just said it.
4 o'clock?
The curfew is 10.
You got to be... Don't you have to be cut off at 9 and at 10 o'clock it's got to be closed?
Got to be shut down.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't know.
I seen somebody already announced his moving times up. Man, I thought it was Brent, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to pick his brain. I think it'll be good to get Brent in here. But what happened now is that the from what I understand, was there's a four-team holiday tournament at Arcanum. Clinton Massey, Rushi, Arcanum, and Frank Monroe. And one of the teams has not been able to play. So Fort Recovery has now jumped into that tournament, and we're playing Arcanum, a very good Arcanum team to open up Friday night. And then on Saturday, I don't know how the winners are probably playing, the losers.
So a guaranteed two games.
Yeah, it's a two-gamer, so I don't know after Brent how that falls in their season. I asked Brent to send me the schedule, and he says, I don't think you want the schedule, because I have no idea what the schedule is going to be.
I changed it
three
times this week.
Yeah, so, so it's kind of crazy what's going on right now. Yeah. And we're going to take a break, come back. Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians, is going to give us a buzz here. And we'll pick Holly's brain and find out about the Lady Indians. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through November 19th. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Ribeyes are only $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $2.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is also $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. In their dairy department, best choice cheese, chunk or shredded, is $2.39 a package. And if you need a meal in a hurry, they have daily meal specials back at their deli, hot and ready to to go every day. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here's the information for season passes for the 2020-2021 basketball season. A pass will give you entry into all home games in that sport. Season passes are non-refundable. The maximum capacity is 300 people for the Fort Site Fieldhouse this year. Season passes for the boys are completely sold out, and there will be no tickets available at the door for any home boys games. Girls' season passes are $66 each, and a limited number are still available to the public through this week in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., first come, first served. For the junior high boys and girls, basketball tickets will be $4 each. There will be no season passes for the junior high basketball games, and all junior high home games will be played in the high school gym, which allows for more spectators, and those games will then be able to be broadcast on the NFHS network. General admission will be welcome for the boys and girls junior high games. The gym will be cleared of spectators after the 7th grade games to leave more room for the spectators at the 8th grade game. Spectators must wear masks and sit on the taped areas of the bleachers. Those are the details for the winter sports tickets.
Okay. Hi, we're back here. Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeley.
Hello, buddy.
Chuck behind the bar, and he always does a great job running the board tonight. Rocker's sitting over here. Hi, Rocker.
Hello.
How you doing, Rocker?
Super duper.
Good, good. And Billsy's sticking around here. I don't know what he's doing over in the corner, him and Spencey.
Got a screwdriver.
And right now, we have the head coach of the Lady Indians, Holly Gann. Holly Gann, how are you tonight, coach?
Hi, Holly.
I'm great. Hi, everyone.
Can you believe it is the opener?
It's basketball time.
No, I can't believe. Everything this year, really, even through everything. I just still feel like the year has gone so fast. So I'm just excited to be where we're at. So it's a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Especially because we're going to get a play Friday night, and I didn't even know if we was going to play any games.
Yeah, you know, basically that all happened about yesterday, about noon. We started to get some calls. Actually, Coach Vaughn had caught word a little bit that there was maybe some switching rowing going on. And obviously, we already have Arcana on the schedule as well as Franklin Monroe. So we just thought it might be an opportunity to be able to drop some of those later games, especially when we're in January. Playing, and we have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, turn around, Monday, Tuesday, and then we got our Marians and Minsters and Nationals in the middle, and we don't need to play, you know, 20 games in January, so let's try to spread them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so we just felt like it was a great opportunity to be able to get out there and play, which means we had a little bit of hurry-up offense, but of course, AD in Niekamp, he's got it under control.
That's right. And we're going to have Coach Niekamp and the athletic director, Coach Niekamp, up here at the bottom of the hour. So Holly, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the thing is that usually we get to go up there and watch the scrimmages, and we have an idea as to what, we have a pretty nice ball club coming back, but volleyball probably took a little bit of a toll.
I think flexibility is just going to be able to be the key for this year. So obviously volleyball was very successful, even though it took some time from basketball. That culture of winning is exactly what every one of our programs need. And so I thought the girls came in, they taste it, they're hungry, they know what it feels like. And you know as well as I do, we can look around the league, more and more teams around the league, being able to build that taste of just being hungry about feeling the win and the culture that we're obviously still working on trying to create here. So that's awesome. So volleyball, yes, of course, it kind of set us a little bit behind. Flexibility is key. We have an ankle roll in practice. We have, yikes, you know, a couple people out here, a couple people out there. And so I know that we aren't probably exactly where we want to be, but I can tell you we're going to continuously do things. We're going to work really hard. We're going to be really aggressive. We're going to go have some fun. And, you know, those are the things that we can control. So all those other things that we can't, we just continue to be flexible with and be resilient.
That's right. So last year was kind of a dream season for us. You know, you're the new coach on the board. We have a nice team coming back, and we absolutely have a great season. And it, you know, everything was perfect. And what a great time we had last year in basketball. We lost some really key seniors. We lost a lot of good players. But that cupboard is not empty. And when you look at what we bring back, first of all, we bring Allie Vaughn back. Allie just signed to go play basketball at Huntington College. And she's going to be, you know, and she's a good scorer, and you got Paige, and you got Key, and you got who's the big ramble girl,
Whitley,
and Brenna, and Hope, and Grace. So you got a lot of nice players coming back, Holly. So talk about your scrimmage that you've had so far, and how we've played.
So exactly what I was just talking about, that flexibility and being resilient, that is the keys to being successful this year. So we went into scrimmages with six girls, and we are still playing for an hour and a half or sometimes 2 hours. So just the mental part of being resilient and getting past that mentally being tired is something that these girls have been able to work with pretty early. So scrimmages, we started off with Delphus Jefferson. We went up there. Again, we went there with Allie and Brenna, and we had freshmen and sophomores. So we were definitely just still kind of getting our toes wet. So that was, many of them played obviously all in the varsity scrimmage because we only took seven. So seven for both JV and varsity. So everybody kind of just did what they needed to do. But it's, what's neat is when you put girls in those type of situations, you don't really talk about it much. You just kind of see if they sink or swim. And so I think that was really good for the upperclassmen to figure a way to be leaders with a group of kids they really don't know that well. And then the underclassmen to be able to get that opportunity to step up and figure out what role they kind of could take or what we can see them bringing to that puzzle. Because obviously, like you said, we had some drop-offs. Obviously, big seniors left us, created some gaps within our demographics of our team. And so that gave us some opportunities just to kind of see what people can do and where they can fit and what role they can play in order to get in that place we want to go. So Delta Jefferson, great scrimmage, great team. Block Sisters up there. So then we had Anzonia, another like developing program. We went with the same eight girls, and so we just get lots of playing time there. So lots of up, down, lots of conditioning. Again, get to see what people do. We got better. We worked on some things. We got into the scrimmage. Last one was Fort Laramie. So that's always, some of the volleyball girls, it was like, welcome to practice. We got a scrimmage tomorrow. are going to play Fort Laramie. So again, limited numbers. We have yet to play with everyone. And that's okay. Because again, great opportunities for people to figure out what their job is. And those are conversations I like to have with the girls, and we're going to be having those pretty quick tomorrow. Just kind of where you see yourself, where you see yourself fitting in these pieces. And we have them all the time, but to make it more official, those are always things I like to have. Just keep it pretty. What can you do for this team? And
absolutely,
what's your strength? What do I need you to constantly be looking at? And you know, Val was putting up 6 to 10, 11 rebounds a game. That's something that's a job. Hey, you want some minutes? Go get some boards.
There you go.
That's a heart, right? Just go get them. So you're gonna see that piece being filled by, I think, multiple people. Callie Wendell, put her in scrimmage St. Mary's earlier this week. Put her in, you know, because we need some breathers. Callie comes in for me. Callie gets 5 rebounds. Callie, I just told her, get in there and go rebound.
Yep.
Perfect. So you're going to see a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's good. We got And Harold Feely's on the other end of this, and yeah. Harold's got a couple questions for you, Holly. So we'll turn let Fee ask a question here.
Yeah, Holly, I mean, everybody's going to go through the same thing. I mean, I guess our volleyball, you are going to be a little behind, but like so far, have you gotten, how long, you've only had them about, what, 7 days? Something like that?
Oh, last week. Probably like two.
Because they probably had, they had to take their time off too.
We've had like two official practices. I've had them for two practices or maybe three. I'm sorry. We're up to three. Because we had them maybe even four light ones. Because with the junior high games coming to the high school, schedules in the high school gym tend to be a little tricky. Mm-hmm. And so we're just kind of dancing along on the schedule. Again, as coaches, we're being pretty flexible with that court. And Coach Melton and I just kind of bouncing back and forth whenever we can get what we want. And so, yeah, it seems pretty limited, especially when you look, I'm such a fundamental person, so I like to take it all the way back down and then build it back up.
Which takes some time.
So it's like, I'm not going to, and it takes time. Like, it takes time to go back all the way down and start at the bottom, and it doesn't matter how old you are, those things are still good.
Sure. You talked a little bit about, you know, losing Val and Olivia Patch and a couple of those big girls like that. Now, you know, so your offense this year, is it, you're going to try to do the run the same thing, or we're going to try to pick it up and maybe go a little bit quicker up and down the court, or what's our strengths this year?
Well, transition's still our strength. I mean, Kira Wendell's fast.
Yeah.
We're still going to be fast. I think this year is a little bit different. Last year we did just a lot of four out and just worked a lot on that read and react type of offense where you're constantly just basically moving and setting screens and back screens and cutting and V-cutting and, you know, setting the screen on the ball. This year already we've spent more time on offense than we probably did normally, and we put a lot of sets in. Not a lot. We've got a lot for us is like three. So when you have nothing and you got three, that's a lot. So we've put three, just a couple that we can keep run continuously, a couple other ones that have three or four options, still pretty quick hitters, and then we'll fall back out to four. But we just feel like with the uncertainty of what is coming down the road and who we're going to have at what precise moment, we're going to need some concrete things that we can lean on. So St. Mary's scrimmage, we hurry up and put one in, and we just felt like our whole offense when we weren't structured just flowed a lot better.
You know,
so offensively, we definitely are going to have some more structure. You're going to see that. We're still going to run. Running is definitely our first offense, but
that's
after
awesome.
That,
that's always fun
slow
to watch.
Down a little bit more.
Always fun to watch. And it'll be, you got to be kind of excited about getting sneaking into this tournament here. That'll get us some playing time. And
I just my desire, the competitor in me definitely gets the best of me many days. It's probably the worst. If I could take something away, it's like the greatest thing to be competitive and just the desire to win is wonderful. But I can get to the point where I'm going to be not sleeping anymore. It's going to get like scouting. We know we got to get film.
Yep.
Thank goodness. Shout out to Coach Hubbard. He's been at home with us, called him last night. Was like, "Hey, Hubs, I got three tapes coming in. You think maybe you can help me out watching them all day today? Been getting texts. Hey, Coach, got this gift, just something to think about before practice. You know, 10 different bullet points. When we're after practice, Coach Vaughn and I get 5 pages of different colored pens
that
coming
guy's
our way.
Details.
So
yeah, he's a record.
What I'm basically saying is, he's the secret weapon that nobody knows about.
That's exactly right.
But you're going to see a little structure. We're going to have some sort of structure this year.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about the program, Holly, and from top to bottom. And this year, your staff, about the same coaches? Or who do you got down junior high? And I heard we don't have a seventh grade program this year?
That is correct.
Okay.
So Coach Gerlach is still with our eighth grade girls. We've got 9 sitting there. And then if you go down, so no seventh grade, but our youth program is looking pretty good.
Good.
Had youth camp. Yeah. in October, every Saturday in October, and we were had to split it up in two sections. Yes, COVID a little bit, but mostly because we just didn't feel like those groups are going to be, we had about 30, 34, 35 in those groups, so around 60, 65 youth from 3 to 5, 3 to 6. Great. So for us, that's pretty good numbers. So, and those guys are also 5th and 6th are in the Fort Laramie League again this year, and so just another opportunity for those guys to come get some playing time. Coach Lamb and Coach Gearlock are down there working with those guys, I know, at least once a week, and then they're playing on Sundays. So 8th grade, obviously a lot of those girls are back. I think they grew, all contributing to 3 inches minus a couple of them.
Good.
So they're really tall. Had the opportunity to play with them, so they're pretty physical too, so that's pretty good. I'm anxious to see them play. We scrimmaged. I watched the scrimmage last week, and I just, their growth from a year is just tremendous.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be pretty all right down in there as good. Well. And obviously, Coach Gearlock has a lot to offer, and she's doing some good things with those girls.
Absolutely.
And then we got Josie, Coach Guzenmiller again, on for assistant.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we're just...
Well, that's great. So it all kicks off tomorrow night or Friday night at Arcanum in the holiday tournament. What time do we play?
JV, okay, so I know they flopped some things around with that. So we got our JV going with us.
Okay.
JV, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. Varsity tip-off is 7:30.
Okay.
Again, not real sure because I saw Arcanum on their NFHS camera. It's not on the site, but I'm thinking they've got one because okay. I can see some of their stuff.
That'd be good.
So otherwise, we've got vouchers out to the players. If we got any leftovers, I'm sure those things will be floating around town. We get 80 of them for this. Right now, that's Friday. Saturday, we're really kind of pushing to play Franklin Monroe. Like I said, that takes another one off sure. our schedule. Mm-hmm. So we would just move them off just because that works good for us. And then Franklin Monroe doesn't have a JV, from what I understand, at the moment. So Minster girls freshman team is going to play in their that JV. Hmm. Franklin Monroe, varsity, and JV. Freshman Minster girls are kind of a pair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I think it's great because I just think we saw an opportunity to get a team in there and get them to play. And obviously, Mr. Freshman, what a great opportunity for them to do a game pickup. And at this point, I just think playing is, we just have to be happy and content with playing. And,
and
that's the most important thing.
You betcha.
Well, kiddo, we wish you the best
good
of luck.
Good luck, kiddo.
You know, we think the world of you. We think that your enthusiasm and love for the game and the kids is exactly what our program needs. And good luck to you Friday night, kiddo, and we'll be rooting for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Hopefully all this stuff cleans up because I'm pretty sure I have 2 little children that would love to come to the radio station because when I said that, they're like, oh, do we get to come to the radio station?
Yeah,
like,
Neil's in a rage.
Not today.
Hey, also, I just want to say one thing. Your picture of your daughter on Facebook is the greatest picture.
That's a classic.
She is going to kill you in 15 years. Huh?
You know what? Here's what I tell everyone. Olivia is independent, she's strong, she is determined, and you know, those are really great characteristics for like just a born leader. And someday, I know it, she's going to do great things.
Absolutely.
But when she's 3, 4, and 5, that is not great things for her mom. So we just need to reconsider that.
Yeah.
And every day I just tell myself, Don't kill it. Don't kill that.
Well, you're preaching to the congregation because we had the same kids growing up, kids. Holly, good luck to you, kiddo. We'll talk multiple times this year about the season. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Purchase your raffle tickets for $100 each on our website, wowraffle.com, or at these businesses in Fort Recovery: Ten Snips, Wangler Ace Hardware, Wayne Oil, Riverside Firearms, and Hastings Auto Sales. In St. Joe, Wendell's Barbecue. In Coldwater, Buckeye Clip and Raffles Engine Service. In Fort Laramie, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge and Jeep and the 5th Clipper. In Versailles, Main Street Barber. In St. Henry, Barbershop on Main. In Salina, Kill RV. In North Star, Davis Camper Sales. In St. Mary's, Bud's Chevy and Kearns Ford. In Portland, Indiana, AMX Motorsports. And in Union City, Indiana, Carts and Parts. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Good thing, Jeff.
Yeah, I do like this song.
Baby, don't hurt me. Every once in a while.
Was this the song on Saturday Night Live where the guys did the...
Yeah. They had to shake hands.
Chris Kattan and...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's when I liked Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live was a classic back then.
Although... You can say what you want, but some of the skits with Biden and Jim Carrey,
they're
awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
don't care what side of the fence you're on. They are funny.
They're pretty funny.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk. Athletic director, football coach.
Many hats.
He's got a lot of hats at Fort Recovery High School. It's Brent Niekamp. Brent, how you doing, bud?
Good. Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Coach, what do you know, buddy?
How many erasers you got?
Erasers. Well, I'm looking at the schedules that you have printed off,
and you're thinking
they're wrong.
Throw them away. Throw them away.
That's why I haven't printed one yet. I won't do it.
Why waste the time?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It was funny. We I text you for a copy, and you say, no, don't even worry about it
because
you don't even know it.
Yep.
Have you ever? You got baseball season done yet?
I have games scheduled.
Is that right?
I don't know what done means.
You know, I think by the time we get to that, we should be through this.
Maybe
if we get the vaccine, and I don't know, Neil's looking at me like I'm nuts. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who absolutely knows?
Anybody to know.
So we're going to talk to you as far as an athletic director tonight, Brenton. And we made it through the football season, and and hats off to the school, hats off to the kids.
Yeah.
We was able to, and that says a lot because a lot of kids didn't make it through the whole season, and we was able to do it.
Yeah, you're right. Different schools had issues with whether or not they had to cancel a game here or there, whether or not they had to just fold it up for the year, and we were fortunate to play, you know, all of our fall sports were pretty uninterrupted, and I would have bet against that in early August.
Absolutely,
but you're right. It's a tribute to, you know, the kids paying attention to things and doing what they're supposed to, and you know, the coaches and everybody monitoring things the right way. The fans, you know, no matter what you think about all this stuff, just doing the things that you need to do so the kids can play the sport. We had great cooperation all year and all those fronts, and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were allowed to have our season, which, you know, like I said before, looked pretty bleak at times. And
yeah,
so I'm really glad we were able to get all that in.
I'll tell you what I'd like to say. I want to thank you for getting that NFHS. I mean, getting that set up in town, that's awesome. I mean, because otherwise we don't get to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bear otherwise. But, you know, getting that done, you know, I know as an athletic director, you had to have some part in it to get the camera stuff and everything get going. But, man, oh, man, I know there's a lot of people out there that appreciated that.
Good. I'm glad. You know, that's something I got to give credit. I think Kurt Rammel was working on that.
Was he?
Like 2 years ago. And I think he was working with Neil on this kind of the partnership that we have now. And with the transition with Kurt, you know, leaving and then Barb and then me, that got put on the back burner. And it was something that we knew about and knew that we probably wanted to go there at some point. And then this summer we said, well, we have to do it now because of the likely restrictions on fans this year. And the company made all these schools a deal they couldn't refuse. They basically gave you the cameras and just paid you the installation fee, or just made you pay the installation. And because they knew what was going to happen with the limits and fans, so they wanted to get as many of these cameras out as possible. And you look at, you know, last year, prior to all this, Parkway, Coldwater, and Versailles all had that system. Now, almost every school in the MAC does. St. Henry got it. We got it. Marion Local got it.
That's perfect.
So, and it's been nice. And I've sat down and watched some replays on there where they have, you know, we have Fort Recovery Radio calling the game on top of, you know, the broadcast. And it's
out pretty good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's fun to watch.
So, do you ever watch and follow Coldwater on Saturday nights and want to take your head and put it through a window?
Yeah. I've watched them every week. Yeah. I've watched every game.
Oh, what else we do? There ain't got nothing else to do. Might as well.
Yeah.
More power to them. I hope they win the whole damn thing.
I do too. Yeah. They deserve it. But yeah, I know.
Man. And they haven't had a close game yet.
Nope.
Yeah. And we knew.
We all knew. We knew it was coming.
That's exactly right. But that's beside the point. You know, So this year, we fall sports. Now we're going to winter sports. And I read today where they voted. OHSA had like a conference call. Is that right, or something with the administrators or
the EDs? It was a survey.
It was a survey.
They shot it out. OHSA shot it out to principals, ADs, and superintendents, and asked. You know, basically they gave you three scenarios or three choices, you know, start on time, push it back indefinitely, or push it back until the first of the year, I think were the three choices. And we had one of those in August too.
Okay.
So I wasn't real surprised to see it pop up. And I think the results were similar to what they turned out in August.
Sounds like most people are, let's go. Let's get started.
It's what's going to happen, and it's already happening, is it's going to, if there are cancellations, if there are shutdowns, it'll be game by game, district by district. I don't think there's going to be a big shutdown. For one thing, I'll back up for a second. It won't happen unless the governor does it.
Yeah.
Because if any sports are allowed to be played, the OHSAA is going to play, because they don't want to get undercut by AAU or club groups. Because as soon as the OHSAA says we're not going to do it, somebody else will swoop in and play. They'll get those kids and play those games. And the OHSAA, they're in financial trouble right now, and they're worried about becoming obsolete. So they're going to plow through and play whatever they can play to stay a thing right now.
When you look at this year's basketball, and when you looked at what happened through football and volleyball, and you've seen how Fort Recovery and all the schools, because you know you go to the road games too, you got daughter playing. Was you pleasantly surprised at how the fans and the people approached the mask and the whole ordeal, or was there some of the things that you thought, dang it, you got to do better than that? I mean, I don't know, because I went to two volleyball games and watched football games from outside the fence.
I watched everything.
So would you say that everything, the fans listened?
for the most part, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, there was always, it wasn't 100%, that's for sure. But I remember going to a lot of volleyball games where I saw a lot of people with masks on. And kind of different schools, different communities did. Some did a little better than others, but for the most part, I think people kind of realized that that was the expectation. They saw lots of people in there with them on, and were like, okay, this is what we do. And, yeah. We're not going to get through all this with no inconveniences at all. No, you know, yeah. it's not good. It hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. So, if you're fortunate enough to get into one of the games and be one of, 15% or 300 people or whatever it is, then that's a pretty small gesture to make wear a mask for the game. I did for every football game I coached in. I had one on the whole time unless I was, yelling something out on the field that I couldn't
couldn't hear me.
Yeah, otherwise I had my mask up. And, it's annoying, but it is what it is. We got through it, and
sure.
Every volleyball game I went to, I'd have it up unless I was
eating popcorn. With a little flapper in your face, man. And your dad had to have one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this year at basketball season, I'm doing book, and Fee's going to announce, and is all that will be, was that all status stays the same? We'll be booking and we'll be.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I didn't know if they...
Any of our workers, anybody that works the game in some way, doesn't count against our capacity.
Okay.
And that even includes, the big one that everybody was worried about before we got guidance on it was pep bands. Ooh. If you have 20 kids come in to be in the pep band,
yeah.
Oh, shoot, does that count against our 300? And it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah,
pep band doesn't count against you. Cheerleaders don't count against you. And any of your workers, scoreboard keepers, stat people. And that was the same in the fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you give out the tickets or when you give out the, and I don't know how it works, you can get a, how's it work? You get a voucher. Is that correct?
Well, everybody... It's kind of weird because every league kind of decides what they're going to do, and then the non-league things are what gets confusing. So within the league, for basketball, most of us are right around that 300 person capacity because that's the cap, So 15% of our gym is just over 300, but you're maxed out at 300. So Coldwater's got a little more, but they're still 300. And
300's max.
That's it.
You can have a 10,000-seat gym, you're getting 300 people.
I'm pretty sure I saw on the news the other day where UD Arena was applying for a variance to go over the 300.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Right, yeah. Right. So most of the schools are at or near that. Marion's a little less. So we all just said, we're going to figure on 300. And the visiting team automatically gets 84 tickets. And what that's figuring on is 15 roster spots for JV, 15 roster spots for varsity, 6 cheerleaders for each. That's 42, 2 parents, 84 tickets. So visitors all get 84. And then the home team sells the home tickets however they want. And then this is where each school can do their home tickets differently. We sold, for football, we sold all season passes. We just tried to get people to buy all 3 home games.
Have all 3 games.
Go. And,
Yeah.
And the same thing for volleyball, and we sold quite a few of those. We didn't sell them all for volleyball, but we sold quite a few. A lot of teams, a lot of schools did vouchers instead of that, and they realized that it was a pain to pass those out every game. If you're just talking about volleyball games, it's multiple games per week. And all those guys looked at basketball and said, we're going to try to sell season passes because we don't want to be passing out vouchers
right.
5 days a week all winter, for different games that come up here or there.
Makes sense.
So pretty much everybody in the league decided that they were going to do it the way we are, and that was to try to sell all your home tickets at once. So there's no price break on them, and we're kind of in a position where we can't give a price break. Like we can't sell any tickets this year compared to what we usually sell. So we're just to be able to hire officials and get bus drivers and gas and stuff like that.
You gotta have it.
We're kind of scraping the bottom. So we had to charge all that. What we asked people to do was buy all the tickets full price up front. So for 11 boys games, that was $66 for all the games. And we had 216 of those that we could sell, and we sold them all in about 3 days.
Yeah.
Figured that.
And
if we cancel games, is that a...
Thank you for your donation to the athletic department.
We appreciate it.
But here's the other thing, and this happened in volleyball. If we cancel an away game and schedule a home game, you're in with your pass.
You
gain in that way. So and that happened, but I think, you know, for the most part, people have been pretty understanding with all that. So that's how we did. The boys, the girls were doing the same way. Their girls have 10 home games, so we did them at $60 a piece, and we've sold about, I don't know, 80 of them. And so whatever the difference is what we'll sell at the door.
Okay.
But for the girls, that'll be for visitors and the rest of the home crowd. You know, we won't do the – we'll guarantee them 84. If we think it's going to be a big crowd, we'll make sure they have 84 tickets for their people.
Yeah.
But what we found out during volleyball season was those crowds usually didn't get to that maximum number.
Yeah.
So we didn't need to mess with the vouchers and everything. We could just open up and say, hey, we got, you know, I think in volleyball we had like 190 tickets at the door and just said, you know.
First come, first serve.
Yeah.
So do the seniors... like you say, the seniors can get 6 vouchers. Everybody gets the same amount, or do you make it so the seniors can get grandparents in there? How's that?
We did. I'm trying to think how we did that in the fall. I think in the fall, football was tight because you had band. You know, so mm-hmm. so they were all included in there. We just did 8. Per player for the boys, and 4 per cheerleader. And we went through everything, and then we had some left, and then we made sure we talked to the cheerleaders and said, hey, we got some extra ones if you want to get more. And then we also talked to the players and said, now it's just first come, first serve. Yeah. Come on in and get, and you know, at that time we probably had 30 left. And that lasted about a half an hour.
It is absolutely crazy. Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. Come back with Brent Niekamper after this. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, November 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. Appointments are recommended, so call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, November 23rd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Jamming tonight.
Look, yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
He is. You're on your game tonight. He looks good with his headphones, too, don't he?
Yeah. He's a rock star.
He is. Uh-huh. He is really cool. We're here with Brent Niekamp, athletic director at Fort Recovery High School, and we're picking his brain about the COVID and the basketball season. Mm-hmm. So on the boys' side and the girls' side, our tickets are about the same. So when you guys... I'm sure that you and the principal and you guys all get together and you talk about this. When you see kids, let's just say we have a positive. Or let's say, are we at the mercy of the Mercer Health? Do we just, whatever they tell us? Let's say that we play a team that had a COVID positive. How have we had that situation where we had a team that had a COVID kid? We find out the next week.
Yeah.
We've had that.
That's happened. That happened in the fall. It's a couple different questions. One, are we at the mercy of the health department? Yes. They call you up and say, these kids got to go home, then that's it. Now that happens more in like the school setting, and they're not super aggressive at saying, we're going to clear out this whole classroom or this whole team. It's more the family, and it's...
We have the same thing at Cooper's.
Yeah.
They'll get the contact tracing. They'll say, who was you with? We'll give them the names of who they with.
Mm.
Well, the closest two guys in line, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually... Mercer County, whoever... Their common sense is awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I'm sure that there's some people that are like, he's out.
Yeah.
Cover it. Yeah.
You're
at everybody.
And that's it's different school to school, and it's different county to county. So you hear like stories where, you know, one kid's sick and you clear out a whole classroom or a whole team. And you hear other ones that are a lot less aggressive about that kind of stuff. And we talked to Dr. Hosbach about it. You know, he gave us some guidance on that stuff, and pretty much, you know, the kid who has it is obviously at home, and any like siblings. Then it's kind of like you look at their close, the guys that are around on the team that maybe they're next to in a locker or something like that, and they become like higher risk. You know, you watch them closer, and from the start, and this has been pretty good, and I think this has maybe eliminated a lot of problems before they started, is our attitude with the players in football season, and I know all the other coaches are like this too, is we're saying, look, if you think you're sick, don't come to practice.
Absolutely.
Don't come to school. Don't, you know, it's way, way better to take a day or two and then feel, then okay, you're all right and you can come back, than to drag yourself in when you're not feeling well and then wind up with a positive test and then have a whole bunch of guys that
go down with you.
Right. So we haven't actually had that many where they're there when they probably shouldn't be there. And then all of a sudden you got all these exposures.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to be cautious the other way, and you tell kids, you know, I'm the same as every other coach. On a normal year, oh, you got a little sniffle, you're going to drag your butt to practice, and
right.
You're going to gut it out and play.
Right?
And that's how we would have been, and that's how most, and that's the attitude that most of the kids have.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure they know it's okay. Hey, this is different this year. You just, if something's not right, you just back off and give it a few days. If mom ain't feeling good or whatever,
yeah.
You were way more lenient on that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think allowing that allows the kids to not put us in so many situations where we go, oh my gosh, this... They came into practice when they weren't feeling good or shouldn't have, and now all of a sudden we got, you know, all these issues.
Five people sick.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question here, okay? I have grandkids who ain't old enough to quite understand what the hell's going on, okay? I got, like, I took Lane and Will to Menards on Saturday, all mm-hmm. right? And I put them on their mask, and it about breaks my heart. But they were, you know, they get it. They're that young, they get it.
Sure.
How about kids your age? Are they scared? Or do they? How does
my,
I just
my kids?
Yeah, like you.
My
like,
kids handle it like champs.
Yeah,
they do. They put their mask on and march around, and like it's no big deal to them. And
right.
they're just—it's very matter of fact. They're like, "Well, we got to try to make it so that the virus doesn't spread as easy." It's mm-hmm. real.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost right. like they go, "Oh, duh, yeah, just put it on. No big deal." Yeah. And the idea is to protect other people. And kids pick up on that pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're at school as a teacher, and Fort Recovery is there, and I'm not, this is a, you know, a lot of people don't believe in a mask. And a lot of people, you know, we're a farming community. We don't have, you know, but for the most part, the high school kids, are they in it? Are they?
You know, here and there.
Yeah.
You know, there's some that are a little resistant. But I think... And the thing, and I'm not in the classroom anymore, so I don't see kids as much. I see them more just sort of in the hallways and in between things. But the few kids that I've talked to directly about this, their attitude is, we would rather be here. So if this is what I have to do, no big deal.
Yeah.
You know? And we take our breaks. You know, you go to the bathroom, take it off when you're not around somebody or that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they handle it pretty well.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious because.
So when they get into classrooms and stuff, can they take them off in there?
Yeah,
they actually
it depends. You know, if they're, it's kind of like if they're spread out. You
no
know,
problem.
If they're spread out, okay, and they're going to sit at their desk and work on something, they take it off for a little bit.
Yeah.
Or if they got some of the rooms, we got dividers, like mm-hmm. plexiglass dividers at the table, so it's the same kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
if they're, it's like. I don't know. It's the way I handle it. It's the way you guys probably
just
handle
get
it.
Used to, yeah.
If I walk in and I'm going to be close to somebody, I flip it on and, mm-hmm. you know, and if it's a situation where I'm sitting further back and not going to have as much interaction, you can relax a little bit.
Yep.
Does Michigan fire Harbaugh?
I barely ever get on Facebook. But Mary Rhodes the other day. I love Mary Rhodes. I love her.
Yeah.
She's my old neighbor, and she posted something like, "How long is Michigan going to put up with this? I hope forever."
So I'm an idiot, all right? But I absolutely worship Urban Meyer. I mean, I worship Urban Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on College Game Day on Saturday. He talked about Michigan and Penn State. Did you see this? Did you see what he talked about under the hood?
I didn't see it.
The three
yes.
things.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw that.
If you think that Michigan, or if you think that Northwestern, and if you think that, who else is undefeated in the league? Northwestern, Indiana, Purdue. If you think their players are better than Michigan, if you think that they're better than Penn State, you're kidding yourself. Michigan and Penn State got to look under the hood. And you know, are they working hard enough? And he was so good.
Yeah,
and I was like, you tell him, Urban, you know, because I was like, it makes so much sense what he says.
Yeah, he's right.
You know?
He's right.
If these guys are 3- and 4- and 5-star
they're
players at Michigan and Penn State.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
there's
Purdue
no
and Indiana are 2- and 3-star players.
Yep.
They didn't get terrible all of a sudden.
Yep.
You don't think Franklin and Harbaugh know how to coach? You're damn right they know how to coach.
Yep.
It's all about looking under the hood, reaching back. Are you working hard at practice? Are you? And it was just
if it was a cookie cutter paint by numbers thing, which you could like a checklist where you could just say if you do these things with good players, you'll win automatically. Then there would be no mystery to it. They wouldn't have to pay somebody whatever they pay. What do they pay a day right now? How many millions of dollars a year to do that, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to figure out what that combination is.
Yeah.
And to look under the hood and figure out what exactly do you got to tweak in there. Because you're right, they do. They got great players.
Yep.
Something but something's, right. yeah, yeah, something's, some, something's not clicking quite right.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, Wisconsin, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, now, wait a minute, is this really happening? Yeah. And Harbaugh got his, you see where he got his mask, something stuck in his mask, and he had it sticking out. And can things go more wrong for that guy?
Can't catch a break.
And we need, the Big Ten needs Michigan and Penn State to be relevant.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
We got to have them. Yeah, I miss that Michigan.
Or.
Yeah. These kids nowadays, they don't have a clue what it was like with the Ohio State-Michigan games.
Oh, I was miserable for a decade.
Oh, it was.
With Cooper here?
10 years, yeah.
Oh, and Cooper went 9-1 every year.
Right.
Yeah, but we couldn't take you because you can't lose that game.
Yeah, he got canned for it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to have one more segment with Brenton, and we'll get him out of here.
Yep.
Sports Talk, Bubba Fee.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thanksgiving is getting close, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to create the big feast for your family. Cooper Farms turkey rolls, oven bags for your turkey, hams, sweet potatoes, bags of potatoes to mash, or the instant potatoes, three sizes of chicken broth, everything you'll need to make your dressing, instant gravy, or everything you'll need to make your own great gravy. And back by the deli, they have everything you need to make your famous green bean casserole. Get everything you'll need for Thanksgiving right here in Fort Recovery, all in one stop. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Basketball season is starting up, and here are the games coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. The Lady Indians will be playing in a tournament in Arcanum, and they'll play host Arcanum on Friday with JV game starting at 6. On Saturday, they'll play either Franklin Monroe or Rushi, again with the JV game starting at 6. We'll bring you all the action live from Arcanum this weekend, so be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee, how's it going, buddy?
Good. Real good.
Good. You guys staying COVID-free at the...
No.
Nope, we got it.
No, we got her.
Dang it.
Got a couple guys. We got one coming back tomorrow. Richie'll be back tomorrow. And Luke Keller's dad got it this week, so he's out
for is that
10
right?
days or whatever.
Yeah, so. That's the thing. And, you know, we were at a birthday party for Gail Judy on... Happy 50th birthday.
Happy birthday, Gail. Yeah.
And there was a bunch of the Coldwater Hospital staff, nurses up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying the same thing. The problem is there's open beds, but the problem is when somebody gets it and they're staffing, they got to isolate. They can't come in. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough people, you know, and it's kind of how when you're staffed up and next thing you know, you're losing three.
It
makes a hell of a difference. That's right. We're back here at Brenton Camp, and we're talking about, let's talk a little bit about our schedules, okay? So all of a sudden, our girls are playing Friday night.
Yeah.
Bing.
Yeah. We were scheduled to play Arcanum and Franklin Monroe later in the season, and those were both away games that were going to be, at their places. So they had a tournament. It was a memorial I can't think of the name of the guy. There was a memorial tournament, so it was a four-team tournament. They're doing Friday and Saturday night, and it's just sort of a round-robin thing. And one of the teams had to drop out, and they said, hey, we need somebody to fill in this tournament. We're already playing you guys later in the year. Why don't we just move your games up? So it worked out great. So it's Friday night. We're going to play Arcanum, and Rushi is going to play Franklin Monroe. And then the winners will play Saturday night, and the losers will play Saturday night. And they're being played at the same time because Arcanum has two gyms. They got the new gym that's connected to the school, and then they got the field house that's over by the field.
Yeah.
So those will both be playing at the same time.
So we'll probably play in the new gym on...
We'll be playing in the new gym on Friday, and then depending if we win or not.
That field house is awesome. So I hope. That's right. And then you look at our boys open up next week.
Yeah, boys open up at St. Mary's on the 27th. And then our next game after that was going to be at Jay County on the 5th, which got canceled. And I'm right about that, aren't I?
Sounds good.
I was just staring at this all while. the Jay County game is not going to be that's not going to be rescheduled. Because there's no place later in our schedule to do it where they could do it as well. And when we started, I was looking at even moving games around, and I thought, you know what, this is going to turn into a circus if we start moving games.
Sure.
So what we're going to do when this kind of thing comes up is put out there that we're looking for a game.
Okay.
Because chances are somebody else is too, you know, and then hopefully we can fill them that way.
And we might as well play while we're healthy.
Right, right. So that's what we're in the process of right now. Now with league games, we'll find a way. Yeah. You know, we'll
make them up.
We'll try our best to make those up. The unfortunate fact of the matter is, it's possible that some of these league games just don't get played. You know, that's just going to be kind of the, you know, if you look at the fall. Volleyball did well. You know, football, we ended up, even with some playoff games, we only played 8 games compared to a 10-game season. So right now we got 22 scheduled, boys and girls, for basketball.
We'd take 18.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
If you could guarantee me 18 right now, I'd take
that. Sign that, baby. I'm not a line.
That's where we are. So we had that change with the girls, that change with the guys. Junior high was supposed to open up with Ansonia on the 28th, and Ansonia is all quarantined, so we're in the same boat with that one.
Yeah,
and that's going to be, I think, the nature of things this year. That's why I've had multiple people ask me about the pocket schedules, or hey, can you print out a schedule and give it to me? I said no. First of all, the pocket schedules, even on a good year, you do them, and there's something wrong something changes right after you do it, and this year it's just a joke. Changes so much. So the way, if you want the most updated schedule, go to the school website, go to the athletic website, FortRecoveryAthletics.org, and that's where I'm updating everything as soon as it happens.
Fort Recovery, what is our website?
FortRecoveryAthletics.org. Yep. And if you go to the school website, it's just off of the athletics tab.
Yep.
And so whenever there's a change, instead of sending a new schedule to every coach and everybody in the media and every, you know,
just see it.
I just say, look, go here. This is where it's going to be.
So your phone is going to be ringing off the hook.
Yeah, it is already.
I mean, it has to be. That's going to be classic.
So I see on our schedule here, you got a couple doubles during the week. Like, we got a girls away game and a boys home game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. And that's just, we just got to fight through
and it's likely there's going to be more, you know, as we go through and have to shuffle things around.
I think
we're down to one of those, aren't we?
Okay, yeah, on here, that's what it is. The Tri-Village, Tri-Village and the girls at Walpole.
Yeah.
So, and then I see we got a couple new teams on schedule. The boys have Ridgemont.
Yep.
So that'll be a good one. And then the girls have Trotwood Madison. How cool is that?
Yeah. Trotwood's coming to town.
So who does that? Who, do you call Trotwood, or they say you got a game up and you say, hey, we'll play?
The way a lot of it works is there's there's like a network website. It's kind of a service that you pay like $30 a year to be part of it, and all the ADs in the state can post whatever they whatever they're looking for. So you just kind of throw it out there and see. You might do it a couple times, and you get email notifications whenever something pops up. We needed a girls game. We needed a home game because the league schedule shifted or something, and we were in danger of playing, how'd that go? 13 away games and 9 home games.
Yeah.
And the worst you can do is 10 and 12, because sometimes with the league games shifting back and forth, you can't always be 11 and 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to go worse than 10 and 12. So we had to get a home game, and Trotwood says, we'll come up and play.
Come on up.
Okay. Hell yeah, we'll play. Yeah.
So you...
I was glad it wasn't the boys. I think they beat Greenville last year 138-62 or something like that.
And I do check with the coaches before I finalize those.
So Brent, when you not only are you getting the games, you get a game scheduled. Now you got to call referees too?
Yeah.
Or do you got somebody that can help you out on that? I mean, is Digger do some of that for you?
Yes. So for all the league games, Don does that.
Okay.
So we don't even, I don't even put the league games on the schedule. Don does all that because he assigns all the officials for those. But for the non-league games, we assign them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky John Derryberry helps me out here and there, if we get.
Give him a call.
Yep. Otherwise, yeah. So right now, I'm working on some JV baseball games and some softball games. And for those, it's, there's a. Arbiter is the website that the state uses to assign all the games, to assign officials and everything. And so all the officials are on there. It's like a big network. You can shoot out an email and say, who wants it.
Anybody open?
This
game.
Yep.
I wondered how that was. I figured you had to do that too.
Yep.
So you got to work your butt off and you get the game. And now it's like, okay, now I got to get somebody to work it.
Yeah. So that's what happens. So when you start moving games.
Oh, yeah.
You start moving officials and you start moving bus drivers and. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Ugh.
Are you going to donate some of your salary back this year? Probably.
This has been so easy.
He's sitting, he's sitting in his desk at the school. Probably got a cigar. Feet up.
Red R back.
Yep, got a big red R back. Nothing going on. Sound asleep by half the time.
Have you been talking to Stacey Louse?
How good is she?
She's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate you taking the time to stop up. I know you're busy as heck, and this is kind of crazy, but it's always fun to pick your brain. And, and anything else you want to add, Brent, about anything before you go, about if there's tickets available, the girls game?
For the boys' games, there's none. There's none. We won't even have a cash box at the door. Won't be any change or anything because the opponents, like for league games, those will all be pre-sale. Ours are already sold for our home people, so they'll just come in with their pass. For non-league games, we will have a change box because they'll come in and buy theirs with a voucher.
Okay.
But we'll be selling 84 tickets to the visitors.
Yeah.
That's it. For girls games, depending on what we sell the rest of this week, as far as passes go, then the difference will be available at the door. So it would be possible to go up
to watch a girls game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd say good possibility.
So do you think you'll post that? So like on the day of the game, say on the website, say we have 28 tickets left for tonight. If you want to see the girls game,
what we'll do is, it should be a consistent number. Once we know how many passes we've sold, we'll know, okay, every game we'll have X number available at the door. For junior high games, we moved all the junior high games to the high school gym because the seating limitations would only allow us to put like 80 people in the junior high gym.
Oh, yeah.
So if we play in a high school gym, we put 300 in there.
Which will cover everything.
Right. So we're just, for junior high, it's just come on in. We got 300 tickets available. When they're out, they're out. But we think we'll be okay there.
Good,
we're going to encourage people, if you're just there to see the seventh grade game, to leave and make room.
Yeah.
That's But I don't think we'll have any trouble with those. That's kind of what happened in the fall. We kind of saw some of this happen in the fall and realized, okay, for some of these things, we don't have to watch the vouchers and everything is close because we're not hitting that number and we'll be okay. So that's how junior high will work. I hit the boys, girls, junior high.
So we should be.
Yeah, that's how the tickets will work.
About time. Swim? Are we going to swim?
Yeah, I think we have six meets scheduled right now. And the way that's looking is it's not likely that we'll have spectators at all.
Okay.
Because mostly because you're talking about, you know, maybe a set of bleachers that holds 20 people.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So that's probably going to be just the athletes and the coaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else. We talked tickets. We talked who's going to the games. We talked changes and where to get.
You probably will be able to have like 50 people working concession stands.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of people out there.
Hey, come on in, work concession. I'm working concession stand. So that works out pretty good. Well, thanks for stopping up, big fella. Appreciate it. Stay safe, my friend. You're doing a hell of a job. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Keep it going, buddy.
We are going to take a break, finish her up, talk a little Buckeye football.
Yeah.
Right after this, Sports Talk, Bubba and Pete.
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Wow. There is still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We're back here, Sports Talk. You playing a song or are we on?
Buckeyes.
All right. We're talking Buckeyes.
He fights on in here a little bit.
I didn't have my headset on.
Big.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. I do miss. You can't tell me that the Big Ten cannot have their bands there, or they can't have. There's 100,000 seats, and they have 500 people, moms and dads. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Who's the band director that wouldn't stop playing?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, that's awesome.
That he got kicked out?
Gets kicked out and says, play it all night. Don't stop.
Did you see that?
No.
It's a classic.
Mississippi State was playing somebody, and the band director got thrown out during a game.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
He's playing wide open, and the coach is like, get hit. Shut it off.
And the coach is going nuts on the opposite team. He's going nuts. Shut that band off. And he's got him, and he's actually cussing wide open.
Yeah.
And they, here the athlete or the band director got thrown out. And he told the band, "Do not stop playing a fight song," and they just kept playing it.
Played all night.
And then the referee stopped the game and told the band to shut up.
That is a classic.
That is.
You think? I love it.
Yeah, I do too. You think that could happen to Reed?
Yeah,
yeah.
Play on, Reed.
Yeah, we'll throw Reed out. Well, if it'd be he's a big Steelers fan.
We should throw him out.
Yeah. He needs. How about the Browns? We're going Super Bowl.
He's a Steelers fan. You're a Browns fan. Who's the moron?
We're 6-3. We are 6-3.
That's a record year for us. We're fired up.
I am fired up. Baker Mayfield. Everybody grosses Baker Mayfield out.
They hate him.
What was the weather conditions Sunday? Yeah. How is he going to throw for 300? Would you throw the ball for 300 yards at Sunday?
No.
And Colin Cowherd and all them
W's.
Guys. They just
boys, we're looking for W's.
Just win, baby. Al Davis. Now, the Buckeyes, on your hand, if that guy ain't the greatest quarterback in the college football,
he put good. Does he still have more? How did that go? More completions. What was the stat I saw last week?
He has more completions than...
He has more touchdown passes than incompletions.
Yes, that's it.
That's insane.
That's nuts. Insane. Now, he has great receivers, but... That guy is freak. He might be the number one pick in the draft. He might go around Lawrence. I don't know.
He's
the
good.
Quarterbacks this year in college football with a kid at Alabama.
Yeah.
Was it? Who's that? What's his
name?
Mac Jones. Mac Jones. That sound right?
That sounds right.
And then Lawrence. And
kid
then
in Florida.
Yeah, the kid in Florida.
Oh, he's tearing it up.
Oh,
he's
tearing it up, too.
It is. Ohio State, Indiana.
Indiana is playing good ball right now.
Indiana plays that. Get the ball to the quarterback. He gets rid of it fast.
Yep.
I mean, one thing about Ohio State's D is they have gave up some points. Now, Rutgers was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That offense. Why don't you do some of that? You ain't trickery rickery
news. That is massive trickery play.
He never had a normal play.
No, didn't have one.
I loved it. That guy, it was absolutely awesome.
Shiano is the perfect fit at Rutgers.
He is.
Yep.
He's got a good personality. He'll be able to recruit. A few months
and he's got them playing really well again. Yep. And he'll get it. He'll get them going about as good as they can be, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like just the right guy in the right place.
Yep. Yep. It'll be interesting to see. Ohio State, now, if I don't know the rule, but I think you got to play 6 games to be eligible. Is that the rule?
Yeah.
It's something like...
I don't know for sure, but yeah. I think you're right.
And they got canceled last week, and they scheduled 8. And the way this stuff is going...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know what? I kind of secretly want it to turn into the stuff that we do, where we get canceled, your team gets canceled. Hey, let's play. Last weekend, like... They should have called up LSU and said, hey, let's play a ball game.
Alabama.
You know? Alabama.
How awesome.
There's no fans.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like there's an advantage.
Yeah. Let's play
it anywhere. We don't care.
But the Big Ten wouldn't let... Big Ten set precedent in the first week when Nebraska wanted to play like Western Dakota or something crazy. And they said, Big Ten said, nope, you ain't scheduling out of the game. Nebraska was like, what are you kidding me?
Well, how are you going to get to 6 games then?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. It is a crazy world, and I cannot wait to get back to norm.
Jeez.
I mean, I absolutely can't wait. I don't know. It's just, it is a nutty world out there, and I couldn't imagine being an athletic director.
Ugh.
But hats off to the kids who are, they get a play, and I think that's
the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the whole deal.
In football, I know I talked to Kate Judy, and she was like, you know, it sucked, and I hated losing that last game, but I got to watch my son play senior year.
Ain't nothing better.
And 2 months ago, I would have never thunk that.
No.
So in the big picture of the whole life and the whole scheme of things, you got to put it in perspective because...
Well, we got to watch the football team this year, which was awesome.
Yep.
And I didn't get to watch that baseball team last year, and I feel bad for them seniors.
Yeah.
We had a nice class. We had it was going to be a good team. And you know, it's just... Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Well,
I think with the fall and the winter, everybody's looking back saying, well, that's what it could have been.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They saw it happen.
And that's why I think, like now, like you talked about before, you know, wearing a mask and stuff, it's like, dude, wear them or the kids don't get to play.
Right.
You know, and if it comes down to that.
Yeah, we could have played that. We absolutely could have played baseball last fall. We didn't know the unknowns.
Right. By the time when, you know, what we thought it looked like was everything was going to be shut down through June.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody was planning on. And then the last week in May, they say, okay, you know, you can play baseball and stuff like that. And we went, we could cobble together a baseball season and a track season for the last week of, you know, through basically June. But it was all, it was all done already.
Done already.
Yeah.
That's why they won't do that again.
No.
They'll just wait. I mean, it might get really, really bad. And the governor might say, well, this is it. We're done. But they're not going to, they won't jump the gun and say way out here we're canceled, and they'll leave that door open as long as they possibly now.
They should.
Yeah. It makes more sense.
It does.
You can always wait and do it when you have to.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing about the schools, and I know, like, I've seen Columbus City Schools now closed, or one of the county schools around Columbus shut down throughout the first year.
Mm-hmm.
I take my hat off to the Mercer County boys and the schools around here. So you know, we're going to fight through it. The kids are in the safest spot they could be.
Yeah.
Is in that school.
What's going to shut down the schools is not the kids getting sick.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be if you don't have enough teachers, if you don't have enough bus drivers.
Yeah.
Then that's what got Troy. Troy's out for 3 weeks because they don't have any bus drivers.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go down and drive some, Buck.
Let's go.
You think? Come on.
Well, I'll sign you up right now.
You need? Or how about us? Do we need bus drivers? Is it crazy?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's a group of people. I mean you're usually thin on, you know, the number of people that can do that. Anyways,
anyhow.
You gotta be certified and everything. So, yeah, throw in a few quarantines and that gets real interesting.
Are you still do the bus route?
Yeah.
How's your job?
Why are you laughing?
You got a great job going right now.
Actually, in 2 seconds here, I'm going to get a text from Stacy Laux that says, who does the bus routes?
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yep.
Once again, we are going to have the Christmas show.
16th.
On the 16th, and we're going to have it down to Pavilion, hopefully. That guy right there can do it.
Chuck gets her figured out.
Look at him.
You'll hear us. You might not see us.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We'll get her one way or the other.
We just feel like that we're going to be as COVID safe as possible.
Yeah.
And we're going to have it in a pavilion. It's going to be wide open. We're going to have that. We're going to have a great show. And it's all about the community and giving back and paying it forward. Nobody does it like this area. So,
boy, ain't that true.
Brent, thanks for stopping up.
Brent, you're the best, bud.
We'll be on. Are we going to be on next week? Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Spencer, you going to? What are you doing?
I'm not going anywhere.
So we might as well have a show.
Can if you want to.
I ain't doing
Jack
nothing.
Want to, but
Jack's a loser. We might have like a marathon show next Wednesday. Hey.
Marathon.
You guys can start at 7 instead of 8.
We might.
We'll
follow
think
us.
About, we'll think
that's
about this
exactly
week.
Right.
You might just check and see if you can get some
college guests. Kids.
Or college kids would be great.
Yeah.
College kids.
I'm sure there'll be some, huh?
Yeah.
Get some. Great. If you can't, you know, people will understand.
We'll come up here and sing for 2 hours.
There you go.
Invite Bill.
La, la, la.
Huh?
Invite Bill.
No, he's an idiot.
Well.
Sports talk, Bubba and Fee.
See you next week, folks.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.